Two TV heartthrobs, Andrew Scott, the hot priest from Fleabag, and Paul Mescal, who plays the conflicted romantic Connell in Normal People, star in a new movie called All of Us Strangers. Critic Bob Mondello says the word that best describes the film, for several reasons, is haunting.
Adam is a screenwriter who lives in a massive, mostly vacant apartment building in London. He's working on a script about his parents, who died when he was 11. If by working you mean watching TV and occasionally going outside when the fire alarm sounds. One night when he does and looks up, there's only one other lit apartment in the whole building with a guy who's stayed put. After the all clear, there's a knock at Adam's door.
Hello. Saw you looking at me from the street. I'm Harry. Drink.
He motions to the bottle in his hand.
It's meant to be the best in the world, but I couldn't tell you why. So.
No, thanks.
Okay, how about I come in anyway? If not for a drink, then for whatever else you might want.
Adam declines, but the ache of loneliness lingers. The next day, to research his script, he takes a train out to the suburb where he grew up and finds his old house, and as night falls, has an encounter with another man, only this time, Adam's the one who's hoping to be invited in.
So you're going to be over the moon to see you.
And he is.
Guess what I found loitering in the park?
Is it him?
Oh yeah, it's definitely him. Look in his eyes.
Yes, it is you.
It's his parents who've not aged a day.
Hi.
Hi. Don't just stand there. Get yourself inside.
A ghost story of sorts about connection where it's least expected and after hope is all but gone. Speaking of which, Adam returns to his apartment and meets up with Harry again, this time letting things go where they will.
I'm assuming you're not with anyone. Never see you with anyone.
Physical intimacy leading to personal intimacy.
This is Mom and Dad.
Yeah. They died just before I was 12. I'm trying to write about them at the moment.
How's it going?
Strangely.
You might say that. Filmmaker Andrew Haig has adapted a Japanese novel in ways that let him explore family and distance in a personal way. How personal? The house Andrew visits in the film when he sees his parents is the house the filmmaker grew up in.
I would hear you crying in your room after school. Did the boys bully you then?
Haig is telling a generous tale of injuries done glancingly and without intent, of parents being offered a second chance in their children's memory.
Sorry, I never came in your room when you were crying.
Dad, I get it. It was so long. It was so long ago.
And of comfort offered by those damaged children to each other in the present.
I'm really sorry.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think that matters.
Andrew Scott's tightly wound Adam, Paul Mescal's chill but also wounded Harry, haunted by memories and self-doubt, two strangers finding comfort in each other as they struggle to reconcile the men they've become with the expectations they're still trying to set aside, the disconnect that makes all of us strangers to our pasts and that makes Andrew Haig's All of Us Strangers such a haunting meditation on how we can connect.
The power of love.
I'm Bob Mondello.
A force from above.